The people of Taiwan waited a long time for the lifting of martial law and the developing of a free press. It takes a certain length of years for any society to appreciate the responsibilities and not only the blessings of that special freedom. Publishers and readers alike need time for their understandings of media and freedom to mellow and mature. When martial law ended, most of us probably envisioned a free press as primarily related to politics. This view seemed validated by the simultaneous emergence of an opposition party system, the increase in the number of local newspapers, various political reforms, and public acceptance of other new freedoms. But another cause of tension between media and privacy rights is the combination of changes in Taiwan's press culture in recent years. There are times when I believe some of our newspapers long ago obliterated the line that separates tabloid sensationalism from legitimate journalism.